teen who supported IS had suicide vest at home. A 16-year-old boy from Didcot, accused of supporting so-called Islamic State, IS, had stockpiled weapons, explosives and a suicide vest at his family home, a court heard. The teenager is suspected of sharing IS propaganda on terrorist attacks in Paris, as well as footage of battlefield explosions and killings. It is said he had 17 knives, including machetes, in his bedroom when the home was raided by counter-terrorism police on the 12th of March. The boy, who has converted to Islam as a teenager, is said to have had swords and a knuckle duster in his possession, as well as homemade explosives. He faces 7 terrorism charges, including over the alleged possession of a suicide bomb vest. The boy has also been charged with refusing to give police access to his phone while in custody after his arrest. He appeared in the dock at Westminster Magistrates Court on Thursday, and Chief Magistrate Paul Goldspring remanded him in custody in secure accommodation designed for youth defendants. Through his lawyer, the boy indicated not guilty pleas to all 8 charges against him. According to the charges, it is said he sent a video containing footage of Islamic State and attacks in Paris to his cousin in November last year, and the following month shared a battlefield video containing footage of Islamic State. On arrest, he is accused of possessing IS magazine Inspire 1, a document called 100 Deadly Skills, a suicide vest, a selection of knives and swords, and homemade improvised explosive devices. The boy is due to appear at the Old Bailey for a further hearing in April, the charges following an investigation by counter-terrorism policing for the South East. It includes 2 counts of disseminating a terrorist publication, contrary to Section 2 of the Terrorism Act 2006, and 3 counts of possessing an article for the purpose of terrorism, contrary to Section 57 of the Terrorism Act 2000. He also faces 2 counts of possessing material that may be of use for terrorist purposes, contrary to Section 58 of the Terrorism Act 2000, and failure to comply with a notice issued under Section 49 of the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act 2000. The boy, who was first arrested on Thursday the 12th of March and charged by counter-terrorism police on Wednesday evening the 18th of March, cannot be named for legal reasons due to his age. Thames Valley Police issued a statement on Thursday morning saying the boy had been remanded in custody to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court later in the day after being charged.